Ever go to church just because you feel like you should? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you will hear from Harley Coulterman, who grew up going to church just because he felt like he should.
I went to church a few times in my life, and I really didn't understand why I was going, but I was a kid, and it was a lot of stand up, sit down, and I was really bored.
Yeah.
I knew there was a God. I just didn't understand what they were even talking about as a little kid.
But, so, I mean, did you go on your own will? Were you dragged there?
Well, no, but see, later on, I did have a desire to go to church because I felt like that was going to get me to heaven. And so I wanted to go to church to be a good person, but yet when I'd go, I didn't understand then even what was happening.
Yeah. I think a lot of people, they go to church because they were raised to go to church. They think that there's something good about it, but they're really not sure what it is.
Right.
They just keep going and going, and it's just kind of like a checkmark thing off of their schedule. Mm-hmm. Now, for me, it was not like that. I dreaded going to church. I never really just went just to go. You know, for me, it was like I would act like I'm sleeping when my grandma would try to get me to go to church. And I mean, don't tell her I'm telling you this, okay? But I would act like I'm sleeping and she'd be like, come on, it's time. And I would just be like, and you know, eventually she would go.
Yeah.
And without me. But I think a lot of people, and when I became a Christian, I was shocked. I'm like, why aren't more people going to church? This is awesome.
Right.
This is amazing. And then I would meet people who were just kind of there. They didn't really know why they were there. They didn't really understand, like, yeah, you know, Jesus saves. Okay, well, anyways, well, that's kind of cool. But it's like, no, you don't understand what Jesus has done for us. And when we start understanding, like it says in the book of Hebrews, that when we gather together, we're called to edify one another. And that there's actually an edification. You actually grow by going to church, not just by listening to the pastor, but by friendships, relationships with people at church.
And I think a lot of times people like the relationships, and I think they are very important. But if we miss the main reason of going,
the main relationship,
then yeah, then it's very difficult to continuously go to it.
True.
Or like you said, it's a checklist and you feel good about yourself, but nothing changes in your life spiritually. And we're on that spiritual walk. And so as we go, why are we going? And I think a lot of times people will be like, go to church. You got to go to church. And they try to get people to go to church. But if they don't know who they're going for, if they're not going for God, why would they go? Because they're not going to quite understand it if they don't have that relationship with God.
Well, even, but yeah, that's a foreign concept for a lot of people, which is like, you can know God. You know, like when I figured out that, wow, I can know God. And when I go to church, it helps me to learn more about God. But God wants me to go there because it helps me more to foster and encourage that relationship with Him, not just with other people. I don't go there for business. I don't go there for any other reason. I go there because it helps me and encourages my soul to know the Lord more.
And to know that you're not alone and that people believe what you believe. And when you read the Word, which is the Bible, God will give you insight, and when you go, it will open your eyes even more.
Yeah.
So let's hear from Harley Coulterman. Stay tuned after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Pearl Walk Restaurant and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. For the best Chinese food in Colorado, check out Pearl Walk on 120th Avenue in Broomfield. Sample their famous sesame chicken, or bring a group to dine on one of their special gourmet meals. Make plans now to visit Pearl Walk Restaurant, located in the Broomfield Plaza Shopping Center just east of Sheridan on 120th. Or call them at 303-465-3755. That's 303-465-3755.
Hi, everyone. This is Kathleen Lay, host of the Real Life Radio Show.
This is Evangelist Ann Lay, and we wanted to thank you for being a faithful listener to Real Life.
Yeah, and did you know that we have a prayer line just for you? If you need prayer, please feel free to give us a call at 877-480-4477. Also, we have monthly partners who receive a CD set of six of our shows every month. If you'd like to help us to reach more people through your generous donation, please feel free to give us a call, 877-480-4477. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us is Harley Coulterman, and he's going to share how he grew up in the church, was a hippie, youth pastor, but really didn't know God. Mm. And so let's welcome to the show, Harley. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me. It's great to talk to you.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about your upbringing and how life was as a kid.
Well, I grew up on a farm in rural Nebraska. And in our small town, we had mostly Catholics and Lutherans. And so they were kind of a divided community in a sense, because if you were Catholic, you didn't go to the Lutheran grocery store. And if you were Lutheran, you didn't go to the Catholic store. Wow. And the community was so small that everybody knew everybody. So whatever went on.
Right.
And you just kind of stayed in your group. And we were kind of expected, you know, like, don't bother me with religion, because if you don't bother me, I won't bother you. But we'll just go on and do our thing.
Right.
So that was kind of my first view of Christianity and of how things would work amongst churches.
Mm-hmm. And then you grew up, and I understand that you went on to college, though you would go to church with family. You broke away from going to church, but after marriage, you had the thought like, well, we better go to church. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, after we were married, I had my first job in Indiana. My wife had grown up in Indiana, and so we went to the city, and we were kind of in our learning stages of growing in our marriage, and had my first job, and we were still kind of a hippie-looking couple, because we came out of that era. I graduated from high school in 1967 and graduated from college in 1970, so we still had that kind of look, and we were kind of an anomaly in the church that we began to attend. We felt like we should go to church. And I guess because we looked young and because we looked a little bit hippie, you know, they maybe thought we could relate to kids, young people, and that we should be youth leaders. We really weren't youth pastors, but we were youth leaders in the church. So sure exactly
That's
how
hilarious.
That happened. Just happened that way.
So there you were in the church. And at this time, probably you're learning yourself what really the Bible is and who God is. And it's funny that you were entrusted to lead these youth. At that time, what was it for you going to church? Was it more of just something you did? Did you feel better about yourself? Or was it something that, well, you grew up with? Tell me a little bit of how you were feeling and why you were continuing and going to church.
Well, I think it was probably because of the roots that we had growing up. Both my wife and I were raised in the same kind of church, same denomination. Mm-hmm. And our parents were devoted Christians in that sense, that they went to church and were involved a lot in church activities and church relational things. Mm-hmm. So we had that example lived before us. And even though we weren't totally enthused about all of that, it was an experience, I think, that stayed with us. And when we got married and moved to this city, you know, we felt like, you know, maybe we should have some spiritual content in our lives. And we went to that church and kind of became comfortable members. And then they asked us to be youth leaders. So that kind of cemented us into the organization a bit.
Right. So as you're at this church, you have a visitor that comes, and through that person, your life was completely changed. Tell me about that.
Well, yes, this gentleman, he was like kind of the total opposite of what we looked like. He was a businessman with pin thin tie and a flat top haircut and some geeky looking glasses, you know. And and he approached us one Sunday and said, I'd like you to come to my home. I have some young couples that are meeting with me in my home, and we study the Bible, and I'd like you to come to my home. Well, you know, I guess we weren't exactly against studying the Bible, but we weren't really thrilled about the idea of going to this guy's home. So we made every excuse we could make. But this guy was persistent. I mean, he did not give up a second. Because the next time he saw us, he invited us again. And the next time he saw us, he invited us again. And so it was kind of funny how we really got to his place, because then he kind of changed his tactics and said, you know, there's an event going on in Grand Rapids, which is not too far away. And this event is kind of like an evangelism training thing. Well, it turned out to be a Campus Crusade Lay Institute for Evangelism meeting where they were actually training people in the concepts that Dr. Bill Bright had set up. And he said, I want you to go to that conference. And we said, well, we don't really want to go to that conference, and it maybe would cost too much or whatever. And so he said, well, I'll pay for it. And so he's taken away all of our excuses. And so finally we just thought, you know what? If we go to this conference, maybe this man will leave us alone. Just maybe. So we went as an unsaved couple to this Campus Crusade conference where they taught people how to witness to people in the streets using the four spiritual laws. And we were out in the streets with another couple who were really saved. And I know they had to know that we weren't saved. They could smell the smoke. And I mean, they could hear our talk. And I'm sure they could perceive that we were not like born again Christians or Campus Crusade Christians or any kind of Christian, really.
Yeah. It seemed like you just were going with it. You were in a religion, but you never knew what it was to have a relationship with God.
Yeah.
So here you were with these people at this conference. And then what happened?
Well, we were at the conference and we were actually going out and ministering to people. And, you know, some people actually prayed the prayers that were in this little book that they gave us to take people through. And we weren't saved ourselves. And, you know, when we came back, on the way back, we were talking about the commitment or the kind of dedication or the enthusiasm that this other couple had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we saw this in them and we thought, well, that's kind of a different side of church that we had never seen in people, you know, that kind of enthusiasm. And so then, of course, the first thing when we get back, the man invites us back to his house again and asks if we'd at least tell the folks, you know, what happened at the conference where they were training people. And that's where we actually met some people who really influenced our lives to change.
So that was when you
gave your life to the Lord at that time. And how did your life change once you did that versus the religion versus relationship?
Yeah, it was a pretty amazing thing because we found there people who prayed and got answers to their prayers. They loved each other. They cared about each other. They reached out to each other. So we saw a different side of, you know, church life or spiritual life because these people were different. And that really kind of transformed our lives. And we had hunger for God then, and we wanted to go for Bible study.
Yeah. And there are people listening now who go to church, but they don't have a relationship with God. And we're going to pray for them because it's more about just going to church because your parents brought you or because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
It's about a relationship, and that's what you found. So we want to thank you for sharing the steps and the things that happened to you that brought you to a relationship with the Lord. Thank you so much, Harley.
You're welcome. Absolutely.
You know, there's someone listening right now and they're saying, you know, I go to church, but I really don't know why. I just do just to do it. But there's something much more. There's something much more beyond than just the everyday rote thing. We can truly know God, the Bible says. Actually, he wants to truly know you and he wants you to know him. And all you have to do is call out to him to have that working, walking relationship with him. So Jesus, we call out to you. We ask for you. We don't want to just go to church just because we have to or we think we've been raised that way. We want to go to church because we want to know you. We want to know you, Lord Jesus. Come into our lives and become real to us. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.